is policy analyst Nandi Randolph with the Delaware Family Policy Council Legislative Update, where we dive into the latest developments on life, marriage, family, and religious freedom happening at Legislative Hall in Dover. We're here each week to provide you with crucial updates and analysis so you're equipped to make an impact on your sphere of influence as a parent, advocate, or simply concerned Delawarean. Stay tuned as we break down the issues that shape our future from a biblical worldview. If you've been following the latest update, you know that this week isn't just about the usual pomp and circumstance. It's a significant day for leadership in the state legislature. Not only were 6 new representatives sworn into the House, but a new Speaker of the House was appointed, Representative Melissa Minor Brown. Minor Brown served as majority leader last year under Valerie Longhurst and is now stepping into Longhurst's role as Speaker. This is a big deal. The Speaker holds tremendous power. They set the agenda for which bills make it to the floor, interpret the rules, and essentially dictate the legislative direction of each session. Last year was a great example of Minor Brown's politics and priorities. She led the charge in the House on Senate Bill 300, a measure targeting pregnancy care centers with an unconstitutional burden. This has not been the only pro-abortion bill Minor Brown has championed, as her career can be easily described as an abortion activist. Her leadership will undoubtedly influence key debates and decisions moving forward. Turning to the Senate, the swearing-in ceremonies were more symbolic, as none of the sitting legislators were new. They were either simply being sworn into a new term or given the opportunity to have the experience since their term started in 2020 when all actions were done virtually. Among those being sworn in were Senators Elizabeth Lockman, Laura Sturgeon, Stephanie Hansen, Brian Townsend, Eric Buxton, Trey Parody, Dave Wilson, Bryant Richardson, and Russ Huxtable. After being sworn in, each senator then got the floor to share a few words. Many of them shared their heart towards their district, how much they value the love and support of their family, or thoughts on how they've prioritized their legislative duties. It was ultimately a moment to show some of what they value most, their worldview, even. These moments often offer up statements to hold legislators to, promises of their goals and what we can expect from them. Let's take a look at a quote from Senator Hansen. She closed out, she stated how she was reminded of, quote, our need to keep today's generation and future generations in mind in everything that we do. That's our job. How is it going to look in the future? How does it affect people today that are on limited incomes? How is it going to affect people in the future who are small today and yet unborn? We have big issues ahead. End quote. Keeping the next generation in mind is absolutely essential, as Senator Hansen highlighted by referencing those, quote, yet unborn, end quote. But this raises an even greater question. When do we truly begin to consider these up-and-coming generations? Do we think of their need for protection from harmful influences like pornographic material? Do we recognize their right to life while they are still in the womb? And what about safeguarding them from medical harms, such as irreversible procedures like genital mutilation? These are critical questions that demand thoughtful consideration if we are to genuinely prioritize the well-being of future generations. As we reflect on the bills filed in the last session, one thing is clear. Not every legislator agrees on when vulnerable children are worth protecting or what exactly they need protection from. Progressive ideas have found their way into legislation. And while some of these bills didn't pass, they originate from persistent ideologies. Many of these same proposals are expected to resurface this session, making it essential for us to stay watchful and ready to make our voices heard. Let's take inspiration from Senator Richardson's remarks about being the, quote, sand in the gears of progress, end quote, a phrase originally used by Senator Townsend as a critique. Richardson even joked about bringing a bucket of sand to his desk, a humorous nod to the ongoing partisan dynamics. Speaking of those dynamics, Republicans repeatedly emphasized their willingness to work with Democrats, framing their approach as cooperative and peaceful. However, during the creation of the session rules, every Republican amendment was shot down by unanimous votes from the opposing side. It's worth pondering, are these efforts truly reciprocated? On a national level, there were notable developments Wednesday. The U.S. House passed a bill to ensure that only biological girls can compete in girls' sports, a measure passed with just two Democrats voting in favor and three Republicans choosing not to vote. This echoes similar efforts in Delaware, where Senator Bryant Richardson has filed the Save Women's Sports Act multiple times, only to face harsh criticism. Perhaps the momentum at the national level will help advance his cause to protect the rights of girls and young women, as originally outlined in Title IX. Another significant case this Wednesday brought attention to age verification laws for pornographic websites. The Supreme Court heard arguments regarding Texas's law requiring such verification, which was temporarily blocked by a federal judge. While the justices' positions weren't entirely clear, even if they agree that the lower court applied the wrong standards, the law could remain blocked for some time. With the final decision expected in June or July, and 19 states already implementing similar laws, including efforts here in Delaware, many are watching this case closely. Finally, as we prepare for the legislative session ahead, it's a good time to ask, do you know who your legislators are? With new faces and somewhat recent redistricting, it's worth double-checking. If you're unsure, visit DelawareFamilies.org/myofficialslookup. I encourage you to not just know who they are, but to pray for them, connect with them, and build relationships. Thanks for tuning in. For more updates on life and family issues, be sure to sign up at DelawareFamilies.org/legislative updates and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Stay informed, stay engaged, and we'll see you next time.